Think about the things you already know about Christ from the other Gospels. We haven't done them yet, but maybe you've read them before. Think about the things you know about the Christian way of life that you've learned from the Apostle Paul and Peter and John and Jude and James and all those things that we've read already in the New Testament, and think about it, and then put it all together and bring it all together in wisdom, and by the Spirit of God, understand the ways that are most excellent. And that's what Jesus is teaching us, the most excellent ways. You marry, you love each other, you stay together. Verse 10, his disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. A very negative view. But they're thinking, if that's how it is, if I can't get married without risking adultery if I divorce her, I mean, if I can't just marry a girl knowing, okay, if it doesn't work out, I'll just give her a divorce, then it's not good to marry. Verse 11, that was their assessment. This is the assessment of many men throughout history. I tell you what, in marriage there's pain and there's difficulty, and it's not easy to stay yoked to one person, to be joined to one person, and to really become one. For two to really become one, to be of the same mind, and to really understand each other the way you understand yourself, which is not always so well either. I know sometimes I don't understand why I am the way I am. And I suppose if people understood why the way they are the way they are, there would be no need for psychologists and psychiatrists and so on and so forth. I mean, right? I mean, people have trouble understanding themselves. But even to be close to where you would be even considered as one, you know, there's an initial oneness. It's not as simple as just, it happens. It takes work. And that's why it can cause pain. And it's not, loving is stressful. You know, if you never loved anyone, you would never experience the pain of having a loved one hurt you. When a stranger does ill to you, that jerk, right? What do you do when someone you really care about hurts you? Just write them off? It's not how it ought to be. That's why to really love someone is not as easy as it might at first appear. And a lot of people get involved in marriages thinking, oh, it's easy. I love them. They're wonderful. You've only begun to love them. You've only begun to love them. Because when things are going well, it's easy to love. But when things are hard, when they're not acting the way you want them to act, when they're not providing the things you want them to provide, when they're not doing the things that please you, when they're not, guessing at what you need, or when they're, when they're just not able to measure up to what you want or need, or, when they don't measure up, it's hard to love. It's hard to love. But when you can love through all those things and make it through all those things, then great is your love. When you can remain joined together. And some of his disciples were married, like Peter, and some of them were not. Well, they all probably were kind of in agreement that it might be good not to marry. And honestly, I agree. It is good not for a man not to marry. Marriage is good too. But it is much more complicated than being single. I won't back down from that. It is good. He's right. I mean, they're right. It is good. It is not good to marry. It is good. It is good to marry. It is honorable to be married, but it is also good not to marry. And Jesus answered it very simply. All men cannot receive this saying. And men is in italics. All. And men and women. All cannot receive this saying, save to whom it is given. It's not for everybody. Marriage isn't for everybody. Everybody doesn't have to be married. And though for some reason that makes me think back to the talk about the modern times and how they want to let anybody marry anybody. Even cases that are beyond nature. Everyone under the law already has the right to be married. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be married to someone of the opposite sex. Because that's what marriage is. See, they want to redefine the thing. And that's just wrong. But if they do, they do. Hey, you know what? But it doesn't... You can... You know, it's just like Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered it to be so. And if the government, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffers it to be so, you're just a bigger sinner. Because not only are you engaging in corrupt activity, but you'd actually made everyone else approve of it. So you're just a bigger sinner. You and all those people sitting in church getting ready to divorce their husbands and wives. Because I don't want to be uneven in my criticism. But it's one of the issues of the day. And I'm not very animated about it. As anyone could tell, I don't talk much about it because to me it's just simple. I want to eliminate all sin, and I don't think that those are special sins, you know, but just like Jesus said, don't tell yourself it's righteous. They want everyone to approve of it, and they say, and then they're going to be able to say, it's okay, it's not a sin. It's not a sin. I just feel good doing the naughty things. Just feel good about it. They just want everyone else to approve of what they do. And that's, you know what, just like everybody else. Everyone loves to have the approval of other people. You know, we want everyone else to say we're okay, and we want to tell other people they're okay. But Christ speaks rather the truth. It's not okay to divorce your wife. It is sin. It is equivalent to adultery. And that's the end of it. But not everyone can receive the saying to stay with one person their entire life. That's not for everybody. You can stay single. That's what there, verse 12. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Okay, you don't want to get married? Then maybe you are cut out to be a eunuch. And a eunuch is a technical term that refers to a castrated person. It means a man who's had his testicles cut off, to be quite clear. And Jesus isn't saying cut off your testicles for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He's using it in a figure of sense.